This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the DJV program, person to person, a lot of good people listening to this program, a lot of good people involved in the program. Opportunities abound here. It's kind of cool that we have the opportunity every day. We can take hours or minutes out of your life to pursue information and conversation. Wishing you well, too, is a good part of what we do here. Thanks for choosing the DJV program. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Fiddling around with technology. So Victoria has just, and Phil, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, were teaching me how to use the facilities that I have with Microsoft and Windows 10 and the warning. I think that warning is worth repeating, actually, Victoria. So maybe we start with that and then we talk about what I know, what I don't know. Victoria is like my children. She's always trying to get me to go to Mac. I have an iPhone. I have iPads. And
so you're just one final step, one little nudge in the right direction is all we need to do.
It's okay. So what's the warning you have for everybody first? I think that's important.
Yeah, so Microsoft has issued a warning. It's an urgent warning to all Windows users. It doesn't matter if it's at your company or your office or your home. You need to do an update immediately if your update hasn't already been done automatically. Go in and make sure your update's been done. They found a very serious vulnerability in the operating system. And so White Hat hackers have, you know, the good guys, they already exploited this, alerted Microsoft of this huge vulnerability. It's in the spooler service, which means nothing, don't worry. All it means, it's in the connectivity between Windows and printers. That's where the vulnerability lies. It doesn't matter if you're connecting to multiple printers or not, but that's where it is. So just make sure you go in and do that update. It's a very quick update. Doug literally just did it during a commercial break, so just be safe and get in there.
Believe me, if I can do it,
yes,
you can do it.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. I got some good help from Phil. Thank you. Phil is onto it. But using all of this stuff, there's a certain point in which, no matter what your age, you either embrace the stuff or you don't. I embrace what I have to. Rich McFadden, who used to be sitting where Phil was and was on the air a lot with us, and the first 20 years or so of our association with Radio America, which has now been the originating network for this program for almost, 28 years or something. Anyway, the point is that he would say that he'd be after me to do this or that or get this tool or that tool. And he's very smart when it comes. He's adapted and gotten into all of it, maybe because he had to, doing what he was doing. But he would teach me things, but I would only go so far. I'd go to the point where I was comfortable, and then I'd stop. Or I'd go to the point where I thought I needed to know or to figure out how to use a particular tool, and then I'd stop. And that's still the case. Some of these things that are around now, I wouldn't know a TikTok from a ding-dong. I don't know.
It's
nothing.
We need that to just be, we need that. Phil, we have to just grab that little sound bite. That's a little gem.
All right.
I don't know, a TikTok from a ding-dong.
From a ding-dong. So now, let's talk about one of the big, maybe it's the largest corporation of its type, and people always sort of assume there's a connection to Facebook and Google and Apple or Amazon or whatever it is. So this new fellow that's running Amazon, Andy Jassy, was profiled, and I thought this was a very interesting profile. Most people don't know his name, but they all know his boss's and the founder's name, Jeff Bezos. So Bezos is playing with his rocket company now. He's out. He's the richest human being on the planet, so he doesn't have much to worry about. So now this guy Jassy comes in and takes over what apparently is an unbelievable mess. Did anybody realize all of the problems that they're having? That's why Bezos apparently wanted to get out, because there are antitrust investigations. They've got labor problems. Apparently there's something in the cloud. I don't even know what does that mean. The cloud space.
That's the storage. Their cloud.
So
drive.
Microsoft and Google are both in competition. What is Amazon offering that they aren't, or why is that a place?
Well, remember earlier this week when the defense contract got canceled with Microsoft because they were going to do a cloud support data system. So
yes.
And then they realized that they canceled it, and Amazon had actually, I think, sued the Trump administration. I think Amazon sued them because they weren't allowed to bid or something like that. But yeah. Amazon has a cloud product, and so does Microsoft. Now they're both going to go improve on it because the essentially what the requirements are that the government needs have changed since that last proposal.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, Amazon has problems on every single rung of the ladder.
I know, but Victoria, think about this. Everybody think about this. Go back to, what was it, 1997, I think it was. It was in the 90s, anyway. They want to say 96, 97, someplace in there. When they started as an online bookseller. That was it. And now think about it, 25 years later? It is a huge, huge business. And it's into everything. You can buy groceries there. You can get pharmaceuticals there. You can buy pretty much anything. People say, oh, it's much handier to go to Amazon. It really isn't. You're kidding yourself. Many of the people using it are involved or are interested in the environment, and it is a horror show. Amazon is a complete horror show for the, look at all the trucks. You can't go up. I was out in Western Massachusetts last night picking up a tractor, and up and down the Mass Turnpike, truckload after truckload, prime trailer trucks. And then when you go into neighborhoods, you see the new vans that are all painted with the prime logo and the paint scheme and that kind of stuff. They are everywhere. I mean, in everything. They are worth $2 trillion now. That's how Bezos has his worth of $156 billion, because he owns enough stock in it to. But when the capital, you think about $2 trillion, there are countries that don't have that kind of wealth. So, anyway, and now this guy's facing this week apparently a bunch of antitrust regulation things going on because the government now thinks that it's too big. The government thinks that a lot of this stuff is too big. They think, I don't know what they think about Microsoft, but they think Google's too big, right? Isn't there a lot of that? And I think the first time we talked about it, Victoria, I went back to the days when I was younger when AT&T was broken up into all the little what they call baby bells. Because the government thought that they'd gotten too big and too powerful and too influential. Well, I mean, you can say that of a bunch of stuff, a ton of companies now. Look at Warner, Tech, but Disney. Disney is way too big. It controls way too much of what is in the entertainment sphere. So I think you get a lot of this sort of thing going on. Is it just, can we chalk it up to complications of progress? Is that kind of what that's all about? I don't have a conclusion.
I don't know.
That.
I mean, but to go back to your initial point, the new CEO of Amazon, yes, he's walking into a spider web.
Woof.
I mean, he's got on every, like I said, every rung of the Amazon ladder has got problems. They have the antitrust stuff is probably at the top of the ladder, and I don't mean this in any disparaging way, but sort of at the bottom of the ladder, you've got the individual workers who have been battling for union status, for better pay, for safer conditions in the warehouses during COVID. I mean, they have problems on, you know, they got that big and then, you know, more money, more
then
problems.
What?
I mean, it's
right,
kind of
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, right. Yep. So you'd wonder. So speaking of big companies, this, you would know more about this than I. Forever 21, I do know, is a it's a brand of clothing, right? Don't they have stores in a lot of the malls and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should not shop there beyond much beyond 21.
So I wouldn't go in. I'm not a customer.
No, there are a lot of 60-year-olds that think they're forever 21 is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. All right. So, but is this, what's going on with this company? Do they want to go public? And is that, why is that a bad thing?
Well, Forever 21, this is one of those companies that buys up a lot of debt. And so Forever 21 has closed, I think, most of their stores.
Yeah, most of their mall stores.
Yeah, and so they've been really, they've been very vulnerable. And so, and Aeropostale and, or Aeropostale, whatever, from the 90s, Brooks Brothers, JCPenney, all those brands have gone into bankruptcy. And so this company is Authentic Brands Group, ABG, and so they just go in and buy up everybody's debt.
Ah,
so now they're taking, so now they're the third largest licensor in the world. So essentially you could end up going into a, if malls ever exist again, or into a major department store, again, if those exist, who knows, but you'll be able to see these brands now relicensed. So you don't have to just go to a Forever 21 store. You'll be able to get Forever 21 branded merchandise in other stores.
And that belong to the same company. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Is that handy?
I'm looking at their website right now. The Forever 21 website looks good. It looks pretty robust still. So that's
That's probably where the bulk of their business is going to stay.
Speaking of business and opportunities, there are 9.3 million jobs going wanting at the moment in America. And there are apparently not 9.3 million people to fill them, because there are still millions of people collecting on the dole in a scheme or a situation that is so asinine I can't believe that this is going on still. But people say 9.3 million jobs. The unemployment rate is still, I mean, it's not bad considering the average unemployment in our country about 4%, which really means it's 8% because they only get half the people on the list that are actually using benefits. I think it's 5.9% unemployment at the moment. So people are saying, where are we going to get workers? The farmers are asking that question. So now the focus is back around to immigration and letting people in to our country to take over a lot of these jobs. There's a pressure point here. I thought it was interesting finding out that workers are leaving Lyft and Uber a lot, where a lot of these folks who wanted part-time income or needed extra income apparently don't think that they need it. A lot of complaining about low wages and stuff. Well, you know, you signed on to this, so if you didn't want to do it, nobody's got a gun to your head. That's some of the things I find troubling.
Yeah, that's
when all these people talk
quit.
About lack of benefits,
right?
And stuff. Quit. Go
yeah,
somewhere
but they
else.
Should quit, because then that forces Lyft and Uber to reevaluate how they treat their contractors. And I'm saying that in big sarcastic air quotes, because they refuse to acknowledge that they have employees. But you know, that's, if they don't raise the wages and make it a better working environment, then their entire business is going to suffer.
But
so,
they don't really have employees. I mean, this is the thing. Is
no,
that
they are really employees. They do. They're at will. They do it when they want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they do it when they want to. It's not like they have a schedule. They can work for multiple. I mean, I know a lot of people who are Uber and Lyft drivers at the same time, or who do Uber and Uber Eats at the same time. So they're. I mean, to say that they're not, that Uber's, you know, somehow giving
all
it to them
whining.
By not making them employees.
Right.
That's not part of the deal. The reason that people like working for Uber and Lyft is because they can do it on their way home from another job.
It's the gig economy.
They're not employees.
Right. Yeah. No, they're not. And they've gone to court over it, and it's not. They're contractors. But in Europe, if you work for Uber or Lyft, you're a full-time employee with benefits. And that's what the workers here were pushing
short
for.
Of lame.
Why?
That's why we like
so that's, I mean, the reason the whole business of they all have other jobs. And these people who were moaning and groaning, oh, this is terrible, awful, I can't manage my life because I, well, go get, you know, take a hike. This kind of stuff. The problems created by people who are looking to create problems. That's kind of what this is. 21 after the hour. In the meantime, we're here to solve problems. So my solution to that.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJB program with trending items from social media. Jay is here with Victoria and Jennifer and me to go through some of the responses that are cool from our listeners. It's a great way for you to engage with us, because I said a long time ago I stopped taking phone calls because it was really it was hard sometimes to get people to focus on whatever their real comment was. There's nothing more boring and having somebody on the air pick up a phone and say, hello, you're on the air. Oh, hi, Fred. I'm certainly happy you took my call. How's everything with you? I'm, you know, come on. Let's get to it. So we've asked people what the statute of limitation ought to be when it comes to spoiler alerts for movies, because I'm a bad guy when it comes to that. Right, Jay?
Yeah, you're not great. A lot of people agree.
All right, so and the reason that that is the focus now is because I let a few cats out of the bag when it came to F9.
You definitely let go of one of the plot twists.
Uh-huh.
And Chad Allen says, never reveal spoilers without a warning. At least give a warning.
Next time I'll warn you, Chad. I'll do that.
Yes.
Next time.
Spoiler alert. Before you say it. We always catch it on the back end. But you had 2 weeks to 3 months, pretty much, or what people were saying.
2 weeks, though. The movie's been open in our country for, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah,
maybe,
but the problem,
right?
Though, is that you giving away the plot of F9, it's that not everyone's going to see it in the movie theater. I'd like to see it, but I'm not going to go see it in a movie theater, so I'm going to wait until it comes to streaming, like a lot
problem.
Of people do.
That's
not my problem, Doug.
Yeah,
you're being
problem.
A... Okay, well, and a lot of people say that. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, Shay Martin says 3 months. That way it gives people enough time to go to the theater.
But then nobody's talking about it anymore. Nobody's talking about it. 3 months down the road, you think people are going to be talking about
F9? 3 months from now, hopefully it'll be on streaming, and then everyone will be talking about it again.
Well, and Jim Beck points out that 3 weeks should be enough time because anybody who really wants to go see it will make it a point to go see it. Right. Brian Linetti, I disagree with you, Brian. Says 10 years. 10 years for a total spoil, 5 years for a partial spoil.
That's sort of
nice.
Do you not want to know how Titanic ends?
No, don't tell me. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's sort of my schedule, so I'm with him on that. Like,
right.
I get to stuff like 10
Actually,
years
me being a spoiler is part of my charm.
Mm-mm.
All right, next question.
Mm-mm.
President Biden announced the latest plans to get more Americans vaccinated. Door-to-door outreach is one of the things that they're talking about doing. And so our question to you is that okay? Are you cool with that? So what do we get for responses
Beat it.
To them?
No, pretty much unanimous. Get off my lawn.
Right. Good going.
Get off my porch. Right. Waste of time and resources. I think that's, Sharon, a bad idea, very bad idea. Okay, so.
Yeah, I like Larry Fuss. I resent the intrusion of my privacy. Our community has posted no soliciting policy, but government task force will.
How does that? What do you mean? You can live in a town and it says you can't come, don't knock on anybody's door in this town? Is that what that is?
Developments. A lot of developments will have signs posted. If you live in an apartment complex, they'll have
right.
no solicitation.
Yeah,
I know
right.
a lot of my neighbors have no soliciting, like big, not just a sign at their door, but a big banner on their trees.
My sign is a shotgun.
Like it doesn't work.
Every building in New York City has a sign, and it's not like you
people
still don't get
right
a bunch
yeah,
of Chinese food menus.
Yeah, people take it as more
menus.
Of a suggestion.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
like, what is this soliciting you're talking about? What does that mean?
All right. Agree or disagree with the ruling against Sha'Carri Richardson being suspended for having a joint from the Olympics. So what do we find there?
Jeremy Wood points out marijuana can stay in your system for 30 days. He says, I think it's dumb. Weed isn't a performance-enhancing drug.
That's
Jan
true.
Rose says the rules might be outdated and need to be changed. However, they're in effect now and should be obeyed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the consensus, isn't it? From people even in the Olympics that our listeners and people generally, generally speaking, they feel like, okay, the rules.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-through and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
President Trump is leading a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google, as well as their CEOs, over allegations of censorship after the companies banned his and other American accounts.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom.
Trump said Wednesday the lawsuit will aim to, at a very minimum, change the protections platform under Section 230, and at a maximum, take it away. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are Stanley Cup champions for the second straight year. They beat the Montreal Canadiens in the decisive Game 5 of the finals 1-0, becoming the ninth different franchise to repeat as champs. Lightning goalie Andre Vasilevsky winning the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP. He saved all 22 of Montreal's shots on Wednesday night and finished the playoffs with a .937 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average. Vasilevsky becoming the first goaltender to win the Conn Smythe since Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings in 2012. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I was just reading up. You have been teasing me about my abilities or lack thereof when it comes to certain technology. There are a couple of really good radio programs that focus on technology. They're on the weekend. Leo Laporte, who's the guy that works for Premier, so all the iHeart stations carry him. And then there's Kim Komando, who I find to be, any encounter that I've ever had with her has always been positive. She's very friendly, very smart.
Well, and she's your type.
Well, maybe. Her husband takes exception to that. However,
Doesn't matter.
No, I understand. So she's been talking a lot, and I thought I'd bring this into the discussion here because we've been talking a lot about technology today, about food loyalty programs and the data tracking that's involved in them. When you go to, like, I have a Stop and Shop card for the East Coast. I have a Ralph's card. I have a few other. I have a Costco card. What else do I have? All of these cards. Anyway, so you use them because supposedly they give you benefits, right? Mm-hmm. But did you know what they're tracking? and the information they have on you. It's kind of like going to a motel. Never leave your card, you know, the card that they make for you when you come check in. They give you a card, go to room 1835 or whatever it is. If you leave that card around, there's all kinds
of
information.
That's a myth. They don't put your information on that card.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-hmm. No.
So I'm giving people bad information? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Really? I mean, think about how much fraud there would be if that were true. Yeah. I mean, how many people just leave the cards?
Well, what about the data tracking?
All that does is tell the system that it programs just for the lock on the door. There's nothing attached to any person's data.
All right, but then what about the data tracking that's done by...
Grocery stores are a real deal, by the way.
So,
you go to, like, you know, you join the club card at, Vons, Ralph's, Kroger, or whatever.
I got a Vons card,
store.
Too. Yep, yep,
CVS, Walgreens, they have a whole profile about what's wrong. So, what's wrong with you. So, for instance, if you go in, like, this is funny. I've never been pregnant. I don't have kids. But I went for a shower once to, you know, they have, like, a diaper thing where you bring diapers. I bought diapers one time at Rite Aid, and now they constantly give me the coupons on the receipt for being a mom.
You know, funny.
I mean, it's creepy. So they are totally watching what you buy. They sell your information, and they market to you directly. Not everybody's receipt is created equally. They look at what you buy, and then they give you coupons, money-saving offers, like all that stuff so that they can contact you directly. That's creepy. Now, imagine, this is why I don't like the vaccine program going door-to-door. I don't want Joe Biden looking at a list like Santa Claus and putting me on a naughty and nice list based on my vaccine status.
Well, Biden's not likely to do that. Maybe somebody working.
No, it's definitely him, like Santa.
Really?
He looks at the list.
Better check it twice. Okay, you've been naughty. All right. Or you've been nice. All right, speaking of naughty and nice.
There's too much of that stuff.
There is too much of it.
Yeah, we have no problem. You can't even talk in front of your cell phone without
I've just been in
the hospital for a while. Like, you know, with my dad. I haven't been in the hospital, but I've been listening. Like, I can't tell you how many weird, like, health things because of what, like, nurses, like, just conversations I've had with nurses and doctors that are now being advertised to me in my Instagram feed. I mean, it's crazy. I said I was laughing with my cousin's daughter trying to get her to say plantar fasciitis because she's 2, and plantar fasciitis now comes up in my feed. I wasn't looking for that. I don't have plantar fasciitis. I was trying to get her to say because it was.
I do. Maybe they were sending it to me.
But it's like, how creepy is that? Do we have any privacy for our own health, at least?
Ooh. No, we have no privacy at all. The federal government or the judge who's ruled in this Air Force case. Victoria, you want to give us, we were just talking about this off the air, because I didn't remember this back to 2017, this big shooting in the church. Now that you and I were talking about it, it's coming back into my mind. So why is it back on the surface again now?
Well, because this decision, this federal judge ruled that the U.S. Air Force holds 60% of the responsibility for this shooting, which left 26 people dead. So this was a 26-year-old gunman, Devin Kelly. He was convicted in 2012 for domestic violence against his wife and his infant son. He was sentenced to a year in jail, which should have prevented him from ever buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, because this was, I guess the Air Force handled this sentencing, or there was something about he was a former member of the Air Force, and so the Air Force didn't report this, essentially. They should have reported the criminal history into the federal background check database used for gun purchases. They didn't, and then 26 people ended up being shot. So the judge says that 60% of the blame should go to the Air Force. I don't know what that means.
That means the taxpayer
in a tangible
eats it.
Way.
What it means is the taxpayer eats it. The taxpayer is going to pay whatever lawsuits that come out of this. The settlement will come from the taxpayer. That's what it means.
And you know what stopped him? I believe this is the one where the good guy with the gun.
I want to know who's being held responsible
for
the individual.
Remember?
Yeah.
No, but remember, I think it was I can't remember his name, but I think he ran in from his home and neutralized this shooter and chased him down and ended up shooting him in a car. Is that the same one that I'm thinking of?
I don't recall that, but it may be. I mean, we're back to 4 years ago. But the anyway, this all of the shoot 'em up stuff, the Air Force should have known better, keeping better track. But who's going to lose his
Stephen
or her
Williford.
Job over this?
That's who it was. Stephen Williford is the good guy who went after him and got him out of there. It's going to be who's going to lose their job? No one. I mean,
nobody loses their job. This. Yeah.
We'll just end up paying for it.
Speaking of shooting it up, A lot of people this week have been talking about the assassination of the president of Haiti. It seemed like you can understand when you read his resume and how he was doing, why he got shot. Then after he got shot, the police chased down a bunch of people, killed four of them, arrested a couple of others. And at this point, who's running the country, is that's what's in question. This guy wanted to be a dictator for life, sort of a Putin-esque.
Did you hear that Hillary Clinton started? Maybe, Jay, you saw it. Hillary Clinton started trending after all of this yesterday. Did you see that?
Why?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because of the Clinton Foundation and their dealings in Haiti. And then all of a sudden, like, Hillary Clinton was, trending all over the place yesterday because people were saying that somehow the Clinton Foundation was involved, or this is another one. You know, the Clintons get nailed a lot with people dying on their watch. And so that was, I'm not saying that that's true, but it was trending all over the place yesterday.
All right, here's something else that seems to be trending. The Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, like, who cares? I wouldn't spend 5 seconds listening to him. No matter what, but there's all this. Jennifer, you may know more about this in terms of the charges against Carlson or what he's saying. Says the government is checking him out. The NSA is watching him, targeting him because he wanted to do an interview with Putin. Is that basically it, or is this his PR to get people?
He'd come on the air last week on his show and said that he received a leaked information from someone who worked within the NSA, who gave him the heads up that they were spying on him. And this person within the NSA gave him details of a text message exchange between him and someone else. I think it's an unnamed person. I don't know who it was. And he said, Tucker said, that there were details that only he and the other person in this text message would know. And it would be impossible for anyone else, like, on the planet to know the specific details that this guy from the
Chinese
NSA.
Are listening to your phone.
Okay, well, here's the story. I get it. But the story is that the person in the NSA, there's no way that someone would know about this conversation unless you were in it. And so Tucker Carlson believed that this was accurate information coming from the NSA, that he was being spied on. So now it broke yesterday that he was actually talking to Kremlin intermediaries, they call them in the U.S., about setting up an interview with Vladimir Putin, and that's when the NSA allegedly started spying on him. They said that government officials learned about his attempt to secure an interview with Putin, and Carlson learned that the government was aware of his outreach, and that, I guess, is the basis of his accusation. And the NSA has denied it. They've said that they're not doing it, but, again, they've got a whistleblower who is saying that this information was indeed taken by the NSA. It wouldn't surprise me if they were spying on him. I mean, wouldn't be the first time that the government is spying on members of the media.
Yeah. I just had a thought that I will keep to myself. Thank you very much. Okay. How many people work in circumstances where there's a non-compete clause? For example, your husband, Victoria, does he have a non-compete clause working? He's in a sensitive job, working with lots of personalities, and somebody could come along and say, hey, I want to hire him because he knows how to get this done and that done.
He does not have a non-compete. I've had several.
Yes.
But, yeah, he does not.
Okay. So how are they worthwhile? I noticed that the administration is now looking to crack down on non-compete clauses. I know most of the time when they are applied they usually get thrown out. Radio people that have a non-compete, they go work for another station.
Yeah, for sure.
And they should be, because people then can't make a living. If you get, let's say somebody fires you from working at a radio station and you need a job.
I had one for 18 months.
You did?
Wow,
I saw one that said for 18 months I was not allowed to work for anyone that would be considered competition to the company. Yeah. I mean, luckily nothing bad happened. You know, the job came and went and whatever. But it was bizarre. It was a lot that they insisted that everyone sign that.
Right. Some companies, if they want to hire you on, they'll buy out the non-compete. They'll pay your former employer so that you can go work for them and cancels out the non-compete.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Any more bodies in Surfside? I think the people there have just... Oh, did they find more bodies yet?
Sad.
Yeah, they did, and they've kind of now changed the wording. You know, they were holding out hope that this was going to be a recovery or a rescue mission, essentially, and now they're calling it just a recovery effort. I think they realize that there's, according to at least the people on the scene, that there's no chance of life. They said that the rescue phase is over.
Well, part of that was because of the wash, the weather from the tropical storm. What is that? What's it, Elsa? Tropical storm Elsa. Which is really pounding that area right now. A lot of heavy rain, and it's moving up the coast. We'll probably see some. We have, here in Massachusetts, here in New England, and where you are, even down in New Jersey, more rain than has been. We're way over what
the norm is. We're getting all the
rain
today.
Yeah, you're getting a lot. We'll get it here tomorrow.
We had flash flooding the other day. We've had so much rain. The two holiday weekends, we've had the Memorial Day and the 4th of July, and I live at the beach, so, like, you know, we're normally there are a lot of crowds here. But those two weekends have been rained out.
Yeah.
So, which is fine for me, because I don't really want people coming here. So, it's great.
Miss Congeniality. There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Keelan. No, anyway, the storms here, the lightning and the thunder scared. Daisy has been very good. My bulldog, I rescued her. In the first year, she was peeing and pooping everywhere because she didn't know any better. Now she's fine, but she got so scared last night that she peed on one of the rugs. And I don't know how to get the smell out of the rug.
Oh, I'll send you, I'll email you the best thing. You'll never even know that you had a pee stain on your rug. Yep,
all right, good.
The
thank
best
you.
Carpet cleaner ever.
That'd be great. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. That'll be trending in our download tomorrow. Today, Britney's lawyer and her manager, that's the focus, and Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost having a baby. That's also trending at the DJV download. The discussion of Gwen and Blake's wedding continues. Carson Daly was the officiator. I didn't know that, so you can learn that if you didn't know it as well. Pete Davidson and his tattoos, the subject of our conversation. Get it all. Hear the podcast every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Masters' Customer Loyalty Index found out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Masters. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
However, a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJB Health answers to questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken time. And here's a question about smog and what it does. We've heard a lot during the COVID era of how our smell and taste senses can be damaged. But apparently there's a new study. I mean, I don't even know if we equate smog with any other place than Los Angeles or California, but it certainly is a lot of places, especially with the heat that is affecting the country now, Ken. The heat in the southwest, the heat in the northwest, it's hot everywhere. Florida, where you are, maybe the most benign because it's a pretty standard bill of fare this time of year for it to be hot and humid. But so the smog that's created by all of this, what does it do to our sense of smell is the question.
Well, it's certainly not good for our sense of smell, and masks can help and keep the smog out, and you just don't want to breathe the smog in general. Of course, we know it's just not healthy. And you made a point about the vaccines. I want to stress that 2 weeks out from the vaccine, mRNA or Pfizer, it's time you can get back to your life. You don't have to wear a mask. There's just certain areas the government is still requiring us to wear masks, but that's the benefit. And also, you wonder whether the children should get vaccinated. One of the nice, beautiful things is if you're exposed to somebody, let's say in school, who has COVID-19, you don't have to be isolated for 2 weeks. And that's another advantage to getting vaccinated.
All right. So why, and next question has to do with the Health and Human Services Department. Why are they going to invest $3 billion for antiviral pills against COVID-19? Is this the same as a shot, or is this something else that we should be thinking about in addition to a shot?
What are you referring to? Because I'm
referring to,
are you talking
the
to therapy,
antiviral program for pandemics, which is what the government calls it. It's supposed to finance research and development of antiviral pills versus shots.
Well, I think that's going forward to be ready in case there's a new virus. Is that what you're looking at? Because they're just showing some effort to be ready in the future.
Well, is it worth $3 billion? I guess is part of the question. Taxpayers' money, $3 billion bucks. Why wouldn't that be done by private industry? Why does the government have to do it? Why can't these guys that are going to make all the money. I think that's one of the objections. The government pays for all this stuff and then gets nothing out of it, and the drug companies make all the money.
That's time for another show.
That's a long and winding road. In other words, is that what you're saying? In essence,
it's just that's just politics, and I want to stay away from that.
Hmm. Is it really? I didn't know. I didn't think it was politics. That's why I kind of asked the question. But I'll take your word for it. Okay, you're a cardiovascular guy. You're involved in taking care of people's hearts and their circulatory system. So, is it true that certain blood pressure medicines may help me protect my memory? A lot of people concerned, obviously, about their memory, and they start to lose it. They immediately think they're going to get dementia or they're going to have Alzheimer's or something. So what's the story with one's blood pressure?
Very important study out last week in the medical journal, Hypertension. And what we learn is that as we get older and we're concerned about loss of memory, definitely controlling the blood pressure will help preserve the memory. And in particular, there are two classes of blood pressure-lowering medications which seem best at preserving the memory, and those are ACE inhibitors. These are drugs that end in the prils, lisinopril, zestril, and the ARBs. These are the ones that end in the sartans, like losartan. These two families of medications, either ACE inhibitors or ARBs, seem the best at preserving the memory when lowering blood pressure.
There's a study out I saw this week about statins and how they can help prevent cancer. What do you think of that?
This is an old story. They lower inflammation, and yes, there is a general effectiveness. Anything you do to lower inflammation is going to lower your risk of getting cancer. And my feelings about statins.
Yes, I do. All right, the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken, you can get that every week. As a matter of fact, the most recent one has an underscore suggesting that you not stop taking your statins under any circumstances because of the benefits. We also talk in this most recent DJV Health Podcast about Johnson & Johnson, their one-shot vaccines, that sort of thing. So you get the story behind the story with all the information. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.